Let us pray. When I say, Lord, hear us, I invite you to say with me, Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we give you thanks for the promise of the life to come, the example of the saints, and the whole company of heaven with whom we are united in Christ. In the silence that follows, we name before you, O God, with Christian people everywhere today, those who have died, whom we have known, and whose lives and memory we shall always cherish. Among their number, now dwelling in eternal light, we particularly think of those who have died this year, including Andrew Robertson, George Salvarajan, David Jones, Molly Raymond, Yvonne Winter, James Carty, and most recently, Glyn Lewis. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And let us hope before God this world, on whose earth the saints have trod, a world which cries out for justice and peace, relief and compassion. We think of the continuing efforts to find a cure for the virus, of all whose lives and livelihoods are being impacted, and of the forthcoming election in the United States. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And finally, let us pray for all who have need, for the Church in its work and ministry, for all who mourn, including the families of the victims of recent terrorist atrocities in France, and for ourselves and those we love as we seek strength in these anxious and worrying times. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And may all our prayers be bound as one, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We move now to our breaking and sharing of the bread. For our prayer of thanksgiving today, we shall not offer thanks through spoken word, but in the quietness of our hearts as we listen to the music of Ennio Morricone, who died in July, and whose music for the film score of The Mission can only be described as truly heaven-sent. I have no doubt that he too is among the saints, and in the extract that follows, part of his score from that film Gabriel's oboe, is combined with the music of the hymn, How Great Thou Art. As we hear both music and view the image, let us give thanks for all that God has given. And on this All Saints Day, also think upon Jesus' words to the penitent thief as they were being crucified and nearing their final breath. Today, you will be with me in paradise.